the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, number 176. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Happy New Year! May 2015 be a year in which you're drawn closer to God the Father. May your relationship with Jesus be intimate, and may you be filled anew every day with the power of the Holy Spirit. Today we'll read Psalms 93 through 96 from the New Living Translation. Let's begin. Psalms 93. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Indeed, the Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Your throne, O Lord, has stood from time immemorial. You yourself are from the everlasting past. The floods have risen up, O Lord. The floods have roared like thunder. The floods have lifted their pounding waves, but mightier than the violent raging of the seas, mightier than the breakers on the shore. The Lord above is mightier than these. Your royal laws cannot be changed. Your reign, O Lord, is holy forever and ever. Psalms chapter 94. O Lord, the God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Arise, O Judge of the earth, give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord, how long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? How long will they speak with arrogance? How long will these evil people boast? They crush your people, Lord, hurting those you claim as your own. They kill widows and foreigners and murder orphans. The Lord isn't looking, they say, and besides, the God of Israel doesn't care. Think again, you fools. When will you finally catch on? Is he deaf, the one who made your ears? Is he blind, the one who formed your eyes? He punishes the nations. Won't he also punish you? He knows everything. Doesn't he also know what you're doing? The Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach with your instructions. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. Judgment will again be founded on justice, and those with virtuous hearts will pursue it. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have settled in the silence of the grave. I cried out, "I'm slipping," but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Can unjust leaders claim that God is on their side, leaders whose decrees permit injustice? They gang up against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my fortress. My God is the mighty rock where I hide. God will turn the sins of evil people back on them. He will destroy them for their sins. The Lord our God will destroy them. Psalms chapter 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land, too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massah in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger I took an oath, they will never enter my place of rest. Psalms chapter 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill His sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in all His holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before Him. Tell all the nations, the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout His praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the earth with justice and the nations with His truth. May God bless the reading of His Word. I don't know about you, but I can't help but get excited when I read chapters like these. Psalm 93 declares that God is King, then proceeds to illustrate in great majestic language how this is true. Psalm 94 opens by referring to Him as the God of vengeance. Now, this is an interesting word. I think that to many people, vengeance has a negative connotation. And in the hands of man, vengeance can be an ugly and negative thing. But that's because man's vengeance is often not based on perfect justice. But listen to the definition of the word as the Oxford Dictionary has it. It's punishment inflicted or retribution exacted for an injury or wrong. Now, who better than the author of all that is right and good to be the one to exact vengeance? Who better to judge those who injure or wrong the innocent? Psalm 94 implores God to let His glorious justice shine forth, to give the proud what they deserve, to punish the evil who kill widows and murder orphans, etc. Our culture often doesn't like to hear that there is truly evil in the world. Or if they do, many do not think that the ultimate punishment, death, should be meted out. They say we don't have the right to kill another human being, no matter how bad they are or what they have done. Perhaps. But God does have the right, and that is what the author of this psalm is calling for. We certainly do not have the right to play God, but God does. And then Psalm 95 is a call for us to sing and shout joyfully to the Lord, the rock of our salvation. It shows Him as our shepherd and us as the flock under His care. This is a call to us to kneel before Him, trusting that we will be safe as He watches over us. Psalm 96 echoes this and reminds us and all creation that He is most worthy of praise. It is a psalm of celebration, with a reminder at the end that He will judge the world with justice, making everything right that has been turned wrong by evildoers. I, for one, am amazed and humbled that this holy and righteous God, creator of everything that is, takes note of me at all. I'm nothing in the grand scheme of things. When I ponder the vastness of the universe, when I think of my failures, when I look at His infinite greatness, I have to ask myself why this God would care about me. But then I'm reminded of the scripture that says simply, God is love. That's 1 John 4:8. And then John 3:15 through 18 says, For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent His Son, it continues, into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him. How wonderful is His name! Happy New Year! Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.